In Russia, the celebration of victory over Germany takes place tomorrow. It's called Victory Day there. And the festivities in Moscow are expected to be some of the biggest they've ever held. But like so many other things, Victory Day is now caught up in the hostile relationship between Russia and the West. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow.
If you want to understand how important this holiday is to the Russian government, you only have to look at how hard people are working to make it perfect. The centerpiece of the day is the giant military parade that will take place in Red Square. Military bands have been practicing for weeks, as have the more than 16,000 troops who pass in review before President Vladimir Putin, VIPs, and foreign leaders. But the reviewing stand will have a lot fewer foreign dignitaries than it's had on previous decades since the war. 10 years ago, 53 heads of state, including President George W. Bush, stood with Putin to mark the 60th anniversary of the victory. Tomorrow, the Kremlin is predicting that fewer than 30 will watch the parade with him. Most Western leaders, including President Obama, will be absent, unwilling to take part because of Russia's seizure of Crimea last year and its support for separatists in eastern Ukraine. Analyst Konstantin von Egert says the absences will be noticed.
And I think that Putin's propaganda is going to describe it as an affront and humiliation which was inflicted by the West, by the foreigners, on the Russians, on this sacred holiday.
Von Egert is a commentator and host on Kommersant Radio in Moscow. He says that the absences may work in Putin's favor with the domestic audience, playing into a Kremlin narrative that portrays Putin as standing up to the West. But von Egert says the international message is one of Putin's isolation.
Mr. Putin, who's been around international politics for 15 years, clearly understands. He's been sent a message, and the message is unambiguous. You're a pariah. We don't trust you. We don't want to have anything in common with you.
Putin will share the reviewing stand with the leaders of China, India, Brazil, and South Africa. But even some of his allies from the former Soviet Union, such as the presidents of Belarus and Uzbekistan, have chosen not to come. But most Russians probably won't be keeping track of foreign leaders. Victory Day is an important time for private remembrance by Russian families. Boris Makarenko heads the Center for Political Technologies in Moscow. He quotes a popular Russian song that calls Victory Day
a holiday with tears in the eyes, because it's the day of victory and greatest joy, but it's also the day of mourning over 27 million dead.
27 million dead. In a recent poll, more than 50% of Russians say they lost at least one relation in the war. This holiday will be especially poignant because it will likely be the last major celebration where there'll be a significant number of surviving war veterans present. The tradition is to have children present flowers to the aging veterans, many of whom wear rows of medals from their military service. For those who didn't survive, the government has a free program in which people can have photos of their family members made into memorial posters. Makarenko says his wife recently did that with a photo of her grandfather, a major who was killed in battle.
And my wife was touched, and my grandmother was touched, and we have that photo, and we'll go out to the park nearby with that photo on May 9.
Many families will mark the day by visiting war memorials and exchanging reminiscences of family members who sacrificed for victory in what Russians still call the Great Patriotic War. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.